be no controversy. It's very clear that, you know, critical health services and infrastructure is needed across the Northwest. It's needed in Donegal, and it's needed in Sligo, and it's needed in many other parts of the country. But particularly the Northwest region has been left behind and disadvantaged over many decades when it comes to healthcare infrastructure and indeed services. And we see that all the time. So, you know, it's not just that we need the one hub, if you like. We need a hub both in Donegal, in Letterkenny and in Sligo. That needs to happen. And we need to have proper services put in around them. Because if, for instance, we have the hub in Sligo and none in Donegal, what will happen is it will put huge pressure on the Sligo services. At the moment, an example is the dermatology. Dermatology has ended in Letterkenny, and there's 1,100 patients from Donegal on a waiting list to come to Sligo to see a dermatologist. And there's 3,000 already in Sligo waiting to see a dermatologist. And there's only the one man doing the work and can't cope and is on holidays at the moment. Sorry, is on sick leave at the moment. And, you know, it's an example of the skewed and short-termism that we continually see from the HSE when it comes to investing in healthcare services in the Northwest. So, you know, the surgical hub should not be a political football. It shouldn't be something that people will be thrown around as to whether or not one side wins over the other. What we need is adequate and proper medical infrastructure and services for everybody living in all counties in the Northwest and all counties across the country.
There is a massive campaign ongoing in Donegal for a surgical hub to be established in Letterkenny. And there has been some criticism in recent days from some quarters that TDs, including yourself, aren't beating the Sligo Leitrim drum enough. Your reaction to that?
Well, I don't think it's about beating anyone's drum. It's about, as I say, it's about ensuring that we have adequate medical health services everywhere. And we certainly need a surgical hub in Sligo and have needed one for decades. You know, this isn't a new phenomenon that has popped up recently just because there's some deal done with independence and government. This is an issue that has been around for a long, long time. We need to see the investment put in place in Sligo, and we need investment put in place in Donegal. We need a surgical hub in both hospitals. I mean, if you're living at the top of Donegal, you're 2 hours from Sligo Hospital. So, you know, services are needed in Donegal, absolutely. And they're also needed in Sligo because there's a very large catchment area. People at the moment are in long waiting lists even to get a routine surgery carried out. At the moment, we have a situation where orthopaedic services in Sligo is on hold because the facilities are in such a poor state. So, you know, we need major investment in our health services across all our hospitals, across all of this region.